Two of Michigan's most established public television stations will be more closely connected in the future. Michigan State University administrators announced yesterday that it will collaborate with Detroit's public television station, WTVS, to create programs that involves the university's work in its colleges of education, social science, and communication arts. MSU President Luanna Simon also used the occasion to announce that broadband spectrum used by WKAR-TV will not be a part of a federal auction this spring. The public's response to an auction was quite negative. The decision not to be involved means the station will continue broadcasting over the air. But President Simon said the Detroit project would mean a broader and more important role for WKAR-TV. And to learn more, we welcome back MSU President Luanna Simon.
Hello, how are you?
Thank you for being here today.
I'm delighted.
If you have a question for President Simon, you can also feel free to tweet us. We're at KAR Current State, or email us, currentstate@wkar.org. Originally, people were expecting a decision today on whether or not WKAR-TV spectrum would be offered in the FCC auction. We got the answer yesterday, and that the answer made an awful lot of people happy, but the decision included details of this arrangement with WTVS Detroit, Detroit Public Television. People are trying to understand what the one has to do with the other. Are these two developments related, and if so, how?
Well, I think we'd use a number of factors to determine the value to the university of the spectrum and to the community. We weren't surprised that those who watched WKAR were supportive of the programming on WKAR. In fact, Downtown Abbey has become sort of a phenomena that's increased interest. I listened to the tape from the first public comment session, and it was pretty much what we expected. So it wasn't it was not really as big a factor as people might have imagined in it, though we did listen to people very, very carefully. The station and WKAR were really established in the beginning to support a complementary community and university set of missions. That's when the university was the leader in instructional television, mm-hmm. and saw WKAR and those commitments as something that was extending its land-grant responsibilities to a broader audience. If you think about and to have it be a nationally recognized for its connection to the intellectual enterprise, because that's the value of a PBS station at a university, not a PBS station qua PBS station. And so as we thought about the experiences of our students, we thought about the way in which WKAR has evolved to be relatively insular from the university. The way in which we wanted to be more broadly national in our approach, not that the local things aren't important, but there it's an and, not an or, and how these leverage what we would do for the future if you were creating it all over again. That was the question. And so how do we develop partnerships? How do we think about the ways in which we leverage this asset on behalf of not simply a conduit for programs already developed, but for a broader community. And by serendipity, as it turns out, the Detroit station reached out to us because they're very interested in the future of multimedia, the way in which they believe that the capacity to access intellectual expertise is really the future of public television, in widely different ways, very different than the approach taken by WKAR.
But let's talk a little bit more about the process here. Did the negative response to the auction proposal create greater urgency for a plan that allowed WKAR-TV to keep its spectrum?
No, I think that it was a factor, but it wasn't the deciding factor for moving forward. We felt that with the opportunity to work with Detroit, we had to make a commitment early to do that. Their commitment is to remain on the air.
When did you decide not to participate in the FCC auction?
Really, there were intensive discussions when the public television in Detroit reached out to us, when Rich reached out to us.
And that was when, though?
mid last week.
Okay.
Otherwise, I mean, you know, we would have been in a silent period.
I mean, it's not lost on you. The process has added to a significant degree of suspicion here. The clearly negative response to the auction surged, but really quite recently, at 1 p.m. on a Monday, 6 hours before you had been scheduled to meet with hundreds of WKAR supporters. This plan involving Detroit Public TV, which I'm not sure anyone to speak of was aware of, this materializes. People are interpreting this, rightly or wrongly, as a desperate effort to avoid an unpleasant and pretty public encounter with a few hundred angry WKAR TV supporters. What would you say to one of those people who is harboring those suspicions?
They're dead wrong. I mean, I didn't expect to hear anything differently on Monday night than we heard a week before or through the websites that we've been monitoring. It was always a question of how best to handle it. There were the proposal initially for channel sharing that would have eliminated the future for the digital app that was proposed by WKR was just a wrongheaded proposal. Because it solved the public problem, but not the issue of the growth of a future station that could be compatible with the mission of a world-class university. And so that set into motion a set of dialogue and discussion. It was always a close call, as I told you when we were interviewed before. Mm-hmm. There were lots of factors to consider, including what would be appropriate 20 years from now. In terms of the way in which public television would evolve and how it would contribute to the overall mission of the university. Because I think there are ways of getting the content of public television available to the people who were complaining and through all of these sessions.
I'm curious how the last couple of days have unfolded, though, here. I'm under the impression you were originally scheduled to be out west, I believe, over this past weekend. Were you in Michigan putting this thing together?
I was on the phone. The provost did a great job, and we were on the phone constantly. Remember, there's a long set of discussions that have occurred with public television, mostly through High Fitzgerald's work with university outreach and engagement with the Detroit station over a long period of time and working on programs, some initial conversations and work on the sort of pre-KU that they've been working on, veterans, lots of things that were done really.
Those go back how long?
6-7 years.
Oh, okay.
So, and so there's a lot of conversation. So I think we made the decision in the way we did not to avoid the public comment, but because we couldn't comment after today. Because of the FCC requirements.
We're talking with MSU President Luanna Simon about the university's new initiative with Detroit Public TV and about the decision to keep WKAR-TV by not participating in a federal auction of its broadband spectrum. If you have questions for President Simon, we would like to hear them. Tweet us at KAR Current State or email us currentstate@wkar.org. What was the Board of Trustees involved in the Detroit initiative?
They were aware that it was occurring before the announcement.
Okay. They hold the license to...
And then they delegated that decision to me at the board meeting in December.
But have they been closely involved in this initiative with Detroit Public Television as well?
They were made aware of that on Monday morning prior to the announcement.
Whoa. That's pretty recent to the announcement. That's not too far in advance of the announcement.
But again, the deadline for not being able to say anything, including for Detroit Public Television, once the auction process begins, there is no opportunity for public comment. So people who are interpreting, avoiding the discussion on Monday night, we couldn't have commented had we decided to stay in the auction, even if we were deciding not to sell the spectrum. There were no comments that were available after today. And so that so the capacity not to comment really drove a lot of the discussion and timing.
Talk to us a little bit more about the mission of WKAR TV. I mean, were you of the opinion that if WKAR were to keep its spectrum, then its mission had to change somehow?
There's more than one part of its mission. I mean, the conduit for public television programming will remain. That's gotten confused in this issue. There are other uses of the spectrum that can be used for multiple channels, multiple engagement, by splitting up the spectrum that doesn't affect the over-the-air capacity, that have to align with the community interest, the state interest, and the university interest, and the innovative interest of our faculty. And that piece has to be something that we look at going forward. It won't affect the people who were there on Monday night saying, I want to see Sesame Street or...
But did you view that as a fair exchange? That, okay, WKAR-TV keeps its spectrum, but the mission has to change?
The mission always has to change to stay at cutting edge and to use the multimedia technologies that are going to be appropriate for the future in order to deal with public content that is typically now viewed as public television. You already see that in the cutting-edge stations around the country.
I take it there's a framework right now with Detroit Public TV. Are the details yet to be worked out? Are we talking about a framework with details to be added later, or how much has this taken off? I know there was a lot of talk yesterday of a 24-hour children's TV channel that may stem from this.
They already have funding for the development of that content. And the framing of that is around the 24/7 access to programming for children, particularly young children, which fits with some of the work that WKR has been doing, but it's also the work that the College of Education has been doing in Detroit, the Department of Family and Child Studies, and the College of Social Science. They've already had conversations independently with Bill Strample, and because we have a health presence in Detroit, with Extension and the work that they're doing with kids and families. So this is about content provision, using access of funding already provided through Detroit Public Television. These are the kinds of innovations that are really important for a university to do. And that also then lets us think about, because we have information about how we can effectively use the spectrum for our own kinds of innovation. But it's not simply transmitting public television in the way in which people see it now. It won't hurt that. That can happen in addition to all of this stuff. It's not an or proposition, it's an and proposition.
Well, this ties directly to a question that we've received from someone over a listener here from over Twitter or via email. Will WKAR World and Create still broadcast? I guess several people want to know the answer to that. Well, is that clear?
Well, the channel spectrum will be used. How much of the content might change over time, because the content has been changing over time.
So spectrum used to broadcast World and Create might indeed be repurposed.
Or it can be combined in different kinds of ways.
Hmm. But
World and Create weren't the focus of the comments that we've had moving forward. And the question is what the content we're doing on World and Create can be used by Detroit Public Television.
Yeah, it would appear that WKAR-TV's existing programming seems to recommend it for this partnership. Curious Crew is a STEM-based program based on Michigan standards for school kids. All the other PBS stations in the state, I guess, are carrying it, ironically, except for Detroit Public TV. It's been offered to them, and it sounds like now maybe they will begin to air this. And there are other programs being produced here, existing programs, that might accelerate this initiative. Well, are you of that view?
No, we looked at all of our assets, and the question is, how do you take those assets and position them for the future for meeting the public's need for access over the air to existing PBS programs, and how do you then position that for the future of what multimedia, a whole range of things are going to change pretty dramatically. When you look at the number of supporters for WKR, they're essentially flat. If you look at the dollars for WKR support, it's essentially flat, hasn't kept up with inflation. So how do we leverage greater resources, both from, you know, people who are interested in this new kind of creative programming, and still also support the support people who are supporting existing programming. So it's, it's a world of ands, not ors.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with MSU President Luanna Simon about the university's new initiative with Detroit Public TV and about the decision to keep WKAR-TV by not participating in the auction of its broadband. Do you expect, is there any way of, for you to harbor a guess? Do you know whether current staffing levels at WKAR-TV will be maintained, or would you expect cuts in this scenario?
We have to be able to use all of our assets, whether it's WKAR or a university department, to both meet current sort of obligations as well as to redeploy assets for the future. And so the question is how best we're going to do that. I think that's really premature. What we have to figure out and really imagine is not that we're bad, because everybody who's writing in is saying you're meeting a need for us. It's how we become really much better over the future and meet the challenges of a very difficult and changing media market. That's what we have to do, and have content that is simply not locally determined, but nationally recognized. Well, because people in Michigan deserve the best. And part of the best is having a national standard, not simply that local stations pick it up. That's not to say that Curious George and these programs aren't bad, but we have to sort of think about it as we have to have bring the best of Michigan to the world and the best of the world to Michigan. And we have to have that standard and expectation for our staff. And like every part of the university, we have to do that in the most cost-effective manner possible.
We have a comment from a listener here that dovetails pretty well with what you just said. Cheryl Wade in Lansing comments, "I'm very thankful WKAR-TV will remain with us, but I have big concerns about regionalization. A TV station, well, she says radio station, but a station called WUGN, where I used to live in Midland, used to be a hometown station with hometown people calling in and lots of local events. Now they simulcast with stations in Georgia and Arizona. So we hear about conferences in Georgia, and the local announcers never talk about Midland anymore. I hate it. It's irrelevant."
Most of that, I think, reflects radio, which was going to be unchanged in any of the things that we're doing. If you think about the local announcers and the programming, the one exception to that might be Skubic.
Okay.
But if you think about the comments of people calling in, that really is very much a radio, and there was never any intention to change radio.
How might programming on WKAR-TV change? I mean, will some of these programs that will end up on WTVS, they will also air on WKAR-TV, or would you assume that?
Yes, because if you read the press release, it says that the programming will be available in both the Detroit area and the Lansing area. So it's really, if you're thinking about it from not a defensive posture, but something that provides more opportunity, that we're able to leverage the resources and the program development at Detroit Public Television to bring those programs to the Mid-Michigan area. And similarly, programs that are developed in the Mid-Michigan area can be leveraged in the Detroit market.
Will it be primarily WKAR-TV's responsibility to produce these programs? These programs will, to some extent, be tapping into university resources. Do you see the lead role in producing those programs with WKAR-TV or with WTVS? Or?
It will depend on the funding sources.
Okay. The idea of the round-the-clock children's channel was brought up several times yesterday. Is that with the Detroit audiences in mind universal?
Those programs could be generally available. It requires, it's the question of how we allocate our spectrum to include those programs, whether they're a part of the regular WKAR programming or they're in a different part of the spectrum. Those things are yet to be determined. What we had to be able to say before, when we could talk about things, okay, which was as of today, and rather than going into a period of time where we were talking with Detroit Public Television and we went ahead and were in the auction, okay, and we couldn't talk for 3 months.
Understood.
Okay. that seemed to be not a good position for the university to be in, not a good position for the community to be in that sense of limbo with no conversation. Mm-hmm. So we made the decision that this partnership provided an additional incentive for the university to keep access to all of its spectrum, which gives us the capacity to do all the things digital and the new digital standards as a value added to this. And all of these sort of details about what's going to happen are going to be worked out in the framework of a partnership. And the first focus of that will be on taking what we're already doing and we're already committed to as a university and moving that to a much different level of programming and activity.
Thank you for your input today. We appreciate it a lot. We want to stay in touch and learn more about this initiative with Detroit Public Television that involves Michigan State. We want to thank MSU President Luana Simon here for joining us today. Thanks again.